There's a certain tough guy persona that encircles being in the military, and so talking about experiences in war can be difficult for some veterans. WRVL's Ryan Delaney has the story of veterans who have found an outlet for their thoughts through pen and paper.
Andrew Miller had finished his second tour in Afghanistan for the U.S. Army, but he didn't have a lot of time to think about it before being thrown back into the world, now labeled a veteran.
Nobody gave us the time or the room to figure out what it meant to us. We caught planes, you know, hopped and skipped and jumped, and next thing you know, we're having a parade crammed down our throat.
Miller says he had a bad experience being asked to headline a Veterans Day parade he didn't feel he earned for the right reasons. Struggling to figure himself out after the military, Miller got a nose ring, stopped shaving, and grew his hair out. Coping with stress is something he's always had trouble with. He says now he was easily upset and needed a different outlet. He had begun to drink more.
Did not hit rock bottom, but I knew that it was coming up soon, that I was probably going to go get a DUI, or I was probably going to just do something really stupid if I didn't get some kind of help.
It took a lot, he says, to muster up the courage to see a therapist at the VA hospital.
It felt like giving in. It felt like I was giving up, and it felt like I lost.
But now he's glad he did. There have been more social settings Miller has found to be able to express himself and feel comfortable.
I'll get that for you. I got it for you.
He worked for a year at Clear Path for Veterans, a converted country club in Chittenango that's now a sanctuary for veterans. In addition to a number of other programs, it hosts a free weekly lunch for vets. With most of the staff and volunteers at Clear Path fellow vets, Miller says it was great to be surrounded by people who understand what he's going through.
And so one thing that maybe starts people off feeling a little safer is knowing that the person I'm working with is like me somehow.
Dr. Ellen Dougherty is a care manager with the VA's Behavioral Health Center.
There are a lot of people who benefit very much from that kind of activity, from kind of going and having some social time with people who they feel they have some kind of shared experience, and also probably doing something else at the same time, like some meaningful leisure.
Veterans can now hike, care for horses, or fish together through a growing number of nonprofits. The VA runs a community center with an art room, cooking courses, and group therapy sessions. But the way Miller's found to best get him through the tough crap, as he puts it, is writing.
Okay, so what we're going to do now, find a place where you want to sit and write for 20 minutes.
He's a member of a veterans writing group that meets once a month at Syracuse University's Writing Center. About 10 people sit in a circle of plush chairs. A notebook and pen finds room on small writing slabs between the coffee and muffins. Their writing focuses on their experiences in the military.
The writing group is it's a group of peers who are more like you than not like you, and I never feel the way I do anywhere else like I do when I'm in that room.
He says putting thoughts down on paper makes them matter a lot more to him. Also in this writing group is Pete McShane, an Army medic who served in Vietnam. It was years after seeing combat that he was formally diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. He's retired now after a life he says he tried to make as busy as possible in order to suppress the bad memories of his military service. McShane and I spoke at a downtown Syracuse coffee shop one afternoon. Along with therapy, he decided to start writing a few years ago.
Because it's a way to sort out often conflicting memories that oftentimes don't make sense until you actually get them on paper and you can look at them and try to objectify the memory somehow.
He says writing has been a profound experience for him. He's now able to look at mementos from his time in Vietnam and talk about those experiences with loved ones. Miller, the Afghanistan veteran, says he'll probably always write about his time in the military. He says getting those thoughts down on paper frees up mental real estate for the good stuff. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.